Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the most recent meeting of the Kentucky Ag Development Board, the Kentucky Beef Network was awarded over $900,000 in state funds to continue its numerous ongoing educational programs. Beef Network Coordinator Becky Thompson.
KBN, or the Kentucky Beef Network, we're really focused on helping our Kentucky cattle producers improve their best management practices on their farm, add value to their cattle, and help them return more value and net farm income back to their farms.
The network has developed the Master Cattleman's Program, Master Grazer, and others like them, and is currently focusing on its Eastern Kentucky Reproductive Management Program. That's been well received and may likely soon go statewide. Thompson pointed to the CPH 45 feeder calf program, which sets qualification standards in health and handling of young calves.
We're really pleased with the results of that program and how it's changed the image of Kentucky feeder calves outside the state, into the Midwest, into the Southeast, and help improve the quality of calves that we have to market, as well as the confidence that our cattle producers have in participating in those sales.
The Beef Network will present its Beef Efficiency Conference next Thursday, the 19th, in Lexington, in conjunction with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association annual meeting on the 19th and 20th. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
In a nutshell, says the Kentucky Beef Network's Becky Thompson, through educational programs in production and marketing, they give farmers of all sizes a little leverage.
The average herd size in Kentucky for cattle producers is 25, so the focus tends to be on those smaller producers that need access to more resources to help them compete in the larger marketplace.
They have a program to fine-tune best management practices for the environment.
We're working with Dr. Steve Higgins with the University of Kentucky to put practices in place that farmers can look at and then take in turn and put in place on their farm, as well as helping them leverage monies through the Conservation District or through EQIP to help put those practices in place.
Again, their Beef Efficiency Conference next Thursday in Lexington at the Kentucky Cattlemen's Convention. Learn more online at kybeefnetwork.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.